The Human Genome Project is almost done with 13 years of work sequencing or mapping out our gene picture. Dr. Alan Guttmacher of the Human Genome Research Institute at the National Institutes of Health says the project has already discovered we have far fewer genes than some people thought, only 30,000, putting us on a par with mice or mustard grass. Guttmacher says the project is also zeroing in on the genetic factors that might boost a person's odds of developing a health problem.
And we're getting close to the era in healthcare where people will be armed with knowledge about their specific biological genetic kind of risk factors, and people will be able to make changes in their lifestyle and their diet and their activity and different kinds of things to actually keep them healthy rather than to treat the disease once it occurs.
Guttmacher says doctors will be able to tell people more than just quit smoking or to stop being a couch potato. He also says people might take more individualized medicine while they're healthy. Medical College of Wisconsin Bioethics Center Director Robin Shapiro says the genetics research will bring many good things, but she remains worried about potential abuse of genetic information.
And unfortunately, we do have some examples already of individuals or entities using genetic information in ways that some would argue is unfair. Examples going all the way from the Department of Defense to insurers and schools and judges and employers.
Wisconsin is one of about 40 states that limit health insurers and employers' access to genetic data. Action on a long-delayed federal confidentiality bill is possible this spring. Professor Shapiro says other key issues tied to genetic research are the potential duty of a researcher to tell useful information to a patient or a family, and whether society should allow a person's genes to be modified or enhanced. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.